So, today's audio is something a little different to what you're used to. I found myself trying to record all day, but I just couldn't. I couldn't find the story. I couldn't find the words. And so here I am. Raw. Unfiltered. This isn't going to be edited. This is just going to be me speaking in one take. So, let's get to it, shall we? My name is Alluring Aura. Some of you may know me as Anastasia. I am a voice actress. Just a normal, mundane human being. Not a particularly special set of skills. In fact, I'm not sure if I could call these skills in themselves. Either way, here you are listening. I clearly have something you want, and it would be my pleasure to give it to you. So I thought instead of telling a story, I would talk to you, the person listening right now. Let me guess. You're either listening to this while you're laid down, or sat somewhere comfortable and alone. Well, consider me surprised if you're listening to this when you're not alone. That means you are a naughty thing indeed. Would you like me to tell you about my fantasies? Why I make these disgusting, erotic audios? It's because I like sex. I used to be a writer. I still am, so I constantly indulge in my imagination, thinking about scenes, the feelings, the noises, everything really. I found myself growing fond of the idea of telling stories and having people react the way that I reacted when I read things that I liked. Never expected to do it with my voice, however, but here we are. Are you comfortable? Are you listening? Are you going to pay attention to what I tell you? Good. And if you said no, then fuck you. You're gonna do what I say anyway. Well, maybe you won't. I'm not gonna tell you what to do. I mean, I am, but you know what I'm trying to say. I am merely just a voice. I'm not capable of pinning you against the wall or tying up your wrists if you choose to be disobedient. Although that would be my first choice, if I were there. So, let me tell you what I want you to do. I want you to listen to me. I want you to get somewhere comfortable and take a few nice deep breaths. I want you to relax. And I want you to close your eyes. You're better at imagining things when your eyes are shut. Now, I want you to just softly touch your face with your fingertips. Feel your forehead down to your eyebrows. Focus on the texture of them. How soft your eyelids are. How warm your cheeks are. Drag your finger along your nose. Along the curves of your mouth. Along your jaw. Memorize everything you just touched. That is your face. And you are incredibly gorgeous. Even if you may not see it yourself. Or perhaps you do. You're stunning. And our body is the only one we're going to get until we die. So we might as well make the most of it. Those lips of yours. Those lips are going to be doing all the kissing. The licking, the biting. That mouth is going to release those sweet moans. Those noises of euphoria. And those eyes. Those eyes are going to meet mine as you come. I bet you'd look quite cute when you came. Very cute indeed. Now, have you appreciated yourself yet? Because I appreciate you. And I want you to appreciate yourself and take pride in who you are and what you look like. There's no one else on this earth like you. And there is over a couple billion people. So that means you're pretty fucking special. But what are you really here for? Why are you listening to this right now? Is it because you crave to feel something that only I can give you? Is it because you're naughty and want to feel that rush of blood? That tingle that runs down your spine? That build-up that gets your legs trembling just as soon as you're about to come? That very moment before you orgasm? That's my favorite place. To get someone so close that they can taste it. So close that they're willing to do absolutely anything to come. Oh, that is just my favorite. And I want to get people there. Will you let me? Will you be good and not come until I tell you to? Because if you're willing to be good, you're willing to be treated. But if you're not willing to obey and do as I say, then you'll orgasm. And this little charade will be cut short. And it'll leave you disappointed. Even if you decided to continue touching yourself after you came, it wouldn't be the same. You and I both know that. So, be good. And I'll drag this out for as long as I want. Be bad. And it can be short and a quick fix. It's your choice. Tell me something. While I'm working out this slow, torturous story for you, I want you to tell me what you're into, what makes you tick. I want you to tell me your weaknesses, things that you might not even admit to yourself. Do you want me to tell you mine? Now that would be telling. Like I said, this audio isn't edited, and I've done this all in one take. So I can't be caught with my pants down talking about things that turn me on. Otherwise I'll find myself in a spot of bother. I'm sure you can gather what turns me on based on my audios anyway. Isn't it obvious? So, what I want you to do is I want you to either private message me or comment below what turns you on. And I'm not talking about dumb audios. I gathered that much, you little slut. I'm talking about the little intimacies, the details. For example, some people particularly like being choked. Other people don't like that. Some people have an incredible knack for CNC. Again, some people don't like that. Something that turns someone on might turn someone else off. But I want to know what turns you on. Pet names. Places on your body. Certain touches. Certain looks. For me, foreplay is everything. Sex is great, don't get me wrong, but the build-up. The build-up is what's important. I want to make someone feel a certain way, just by the way I look at them. A glance. And through my eyes, you can already tell exactly what I'm thinking. I like that. That spark. That connection. That passion. It's quite a powerful thing. So I'm going to spend the next few days working up a story. That'll hopefully, well, that will make you go insane. But to do that, I need a little help. Well, I don't need help at all, but for you to have the best experience, I want to know what makes you, you know, excited between those legs of yours. And I want you to do me a favor. The audio will be released at some point next week. Probably Wednesday onwards, but before Friday for sure. So, before that audio releases, I want you to do me a favor. If you truly want the best experience from this little charade that I'm going to give you, I want you to abstain, that might not be the right word, abstain from touching yourself over the next couple of days. Do you think you could do that? Or are you too weak? Are you a weak little thing? Or are you going to satisfy me and do a good job and do as you're told? If you don't touch yourself for the next couple of days, you and I are going to have so much fun. But again, this is your choice. You can either have a quick fix, or you can be in it for the long ride and have the most earth-shattering orgasm you've ever had. If I don't say so myself. So, it's your choice. Let me know.